File 014, please disregard all other files on Hilchos Chanukah. This file will now have the first two shiurim of Hilchos Chanukah, and then 015 will be the third. This is 014, covering Sunday night and Monday night of Parshas Vayetze, the first two shiurim of Hilchos Chanukah. Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tov Resh Ayin, Sif Aleph, B'chafei B'kislev, Maschil and Shmonos Yimei Chanukah, Ba'asurim Be'ezbet V'tainis, the 25th of Kislev, commences the 8 days of Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah. There also to be maspid, we'll see an exception to that halacha in Siv Gimel. V'tainis, one is not allowed to fast on Chanukah, one is not allowed to say a hesped on Chanukah, with the exception we'll be learning about. Avol mutarin ba'asiyos malacha, it's not a Yom Tov in the sense of Isser malacha, they never forbade malacha. It's a day of simcha. We'll see to what degree simcha, but I'll call upon him the degree of simcha of being forbidden by hesped v'tainis. V'noah goes hanoshim shalalasas malacha. Nevertheless, women, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why particularly women. Women have a minig not to do malacha bochaneros dolkos, the half hour, the first half hour, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, when the candles are burning as a symbol, when the Chanukah licht, that is, are burning as a symbol that it is forbidden to use the Chanukah neros for one's own personal usages. One is just to gaze at them and be reminded of the mitzvah. So the minig developed on their own. It wasn't an officially established minig. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that it developed on their own. The women not to do malacha during that time. We'll see that the definition of malacha is plain household work such as knitting, sewing, laundry, but it doesn't refer to preparing food, cooking, and baking. There are some localities in which the minig extends to that also. When we learn the Mishnah Berurah, we'll be talking about how to apply this nowadays to our situation. V'yesh mishomer, and some say, shein lohak alohem, one should not make light of this minig, even though they did it on their own, and it has no halachic basis, apparently, but there's a general rule, if people take on a certain minig, even if it's not an officially sanctioned one, they do it on their own. As long as it's not a mistake, and it's not based on a mistake, you let them do it, and you don't make light of it. If it's something that they do that's usur, they conduct themselves with isur, you're not allowed to go say it's mutter in front of them. It's to be treated with the chomer of a minig, indeed. Sifbei says that ribui hasuda shemarbam b'em heim sudas harishus, making Chanukah parties and su'udos is optional. Shelo kavom l'mishta v'simcha, Chazal never instituted Chanukah as a yomtiv, even to eat bread or to have a su'udah, certainly not bos of a yayin. The Rambam's lashon happens to be that it's a yom simcha, but again, that could mean just regarding the being forbidden behesped v'tainis. It's not clear that the Rambam holds it is a mitzvah to go eat meat and drink wine and a chiyuv to eat pas on Chanukah. Hadov yesh omen betzom feshiyesh kasas mitzvah beribu ha-su'udos, that there is somewhat of a mitzvah because the days also commemorate the Chanukah HaMishkan, the Chanukah HaMikdash, the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Chanukah HaBayis, the rededication of the temple, from the Beis HaMayim HaChanukah HaMizbeach, from what the Yevonim had wrought in the Beis HaMikdash, and that calls for partying, that calls for a suda. So what do you do? It's a quasi-Sudas mitzvah. We have something we do whenever it's a quasi-Sudas mitzvah. Like a bar mitzvah, not the day, a bar mitzvah party, not the day of the bar mitzvah, and the like. V'noagin lomar zmiros v'sishpachos, sing praises of Hashem. By a bar mitzvah would be saying a dvar Torah, b'sudas shemarbim b'hem, b'zav y'sudas mitzvah. So that tips it over to being a sudas mitzvah. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that theoretically you could always make any su'udah into a su'udah's mitzvah by having it purely for the sake of praising Hashem, for saying a dvar Torah, a siyum. This is all su'udah's mitzvah. But here we're talking about, for that you have to really focus and make sure that it's so, that your purpose is not to eat and enjoy yourself. Here we're talking about when it's a quasi su'udah's mitzvah, you can tip the scales by doing this during the su'udah, thus drawing the su'udah into that realm, so to speak. So the Oz Havisu the Smitzvah, the Ramah says, Yesh Omim Sheishlechol Gavina b'Chanukah, one should eat cheese on Chanukah, a minig, l'fishanes nasa b'cholav, the story of Yehudis, Shechil Yehudis as a Oyev, we'll see the story in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not so clear the story actually happened in the time of the Mulchamos of Chanukah, but Al Koponim it certainly dealt with the Yevonim and they're wanting to control the Jews, especially control the religiosity of the Jews, and therefore it's seen as a Yeshua that's part of the story of Hanukkah. So if Gimel tells us, Ein maspidim emel l'chocha b'fonov, one can make a hespid l'chocham b'fonov, hagod, but not under normal circumstances. Many times the maspidim just say divrei hisorerus and divrei musar, what we can learn from the life of the deceased, and they're not ma'orer the people there to cry necessarily, which is the iser hespid. But technically, obviously, hespid is also except for chocham b'fonov, all types of hespid. The saying it's forbidden to fast includes a day a person has yahrzeit with his aminik to fast. The Tanis Chalom b'Chanukah, Tanis on specific types of dreams on Chanukah. Ayin Liel, Simen Tov Kuf Samachesiv Hei, where it said one could, even just as one could on Shabbos, but one has to fast another day for the Aveira, so to speak, of fasting on Chanukah. So that's how Tanis Chalom is dealt with on Chanukah. Leniency the Kadin in the cemetery. I only el bichos v'shchaydish simen tov chav b'hagod that we do not say it on a day when there's no tachanun. Vayin lekamen simen tov resh pei gimel, where it's stated even more explicitly that one does not say tzidu kadin on Chanukah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now in simen tov resh ayin. He starts off by quoting the famous Rambam, ki b'bayi sheni k'shamochu malchei risho. Goes through Gzeres al Yisrael, Ubitlu dosam, Velo hinichwalsam, they didn't let them, Lasu Pator of a mitzvah, Upashtu yodim b'mamonim, Ubid nosayim, they had their way with them, Benichlasu lahechel, they actually went into the base mikvah, Shavotsuvo protos, they destroyed parts of it, they broke it, they made holes in it, they stole its treasures, the Timu Atoros, they made Tome, things that were Tohar in the base mikvah. The Sire Lahem Li Yisrael Meod Mitnehem Ula Chotzum Lachatz Godel Acharichem Aleyem Ala Kehav Oseinu V'oshiyam Meodem V'yitzilam V'gobru B'nei Chashmonoi. They were Moser Nefesh, but it certainly took a Nes of Hashem that they win the war, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah says it, certainly that Richem Aleyem Ala Kehav Oseinu, and they were Moser Nefesh, and they were successful at that Mesiris Nefesh. V'gobru B'nei Chashmonoi Akonam Agdonu V'arogum. They killed out the Avonim V'hoshiyu Yisrael Meodem. For Chozer Malchus Yisrael Yeser Al Moshayim Shonov, another over 200 years after Churban Hasheni, sovereignty was reestablished. It became a totally sovereign, independent nation called Yisrael. This went on till the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Basically, we see that that's a mila. Parenthetically, it should be stated, it's a mila to be sovereign. Certainly, you control your own destiny. And this is the Rambam's lashon, that the ibdum, despite the fact that wars happened afterwards, but there was certainly the ibdum, there was a certain turning of the tide at Chanukah, and now the Jews were in control, and it was the Yevonim fighting the Jews rather than vice versa. That's why it's justified to say the ibdum, they went into the base of Mikdash, one bottle, and they could tell that it was Tohor. It burned for 8 days, the famous Nes of Chanukah. Why 8 days? Until they were able to squeeze more olives. That took the process and the delivery and everything took 8 days. These days, so here it does say Simcha, but again, that's really to preclude Lechora, Hesped and Tainus, saying Hallel, praising Hashem, umadlikim behaneros be'erev al pischei habotim b'chalayla v'layla. We night the neros outside at the doorway of the house. B'chalayla v'layla meshmonas halelos laharos ulegalos hanes to be mefarsim the neis v'hu mitzvah midevei soivrim ki kriyas hamagila. It's akin to kriyas hamagila that is an inyan of persume nisa v'lachein osu behem ha'esped v'tainus. Noagim ho'anim l'savi b'chanukah l'apsochim, a specific focus on giving tzedakah on Chanukah, v'yesh tam l'zeh. After all, Chanukah, tzedakah is one of the amudim of Avodah, Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasodim, which the Yevonim wanted to destroy and be mevatel. V'asurim b'ezbid v'tainis ayin l'kamon, simen tov resh peivod, sifal of the Mishnah Berurah. Hanoshim dafka noshim had the minig, l'vishinas ha'neis al yadeyam. That's a reference again to Yehudas. This minig is more unknown, although it is not a good idea to go off and do anything you want to. During the half hour, the Neros are lighted. At the very least, one should sit there for a half hour when the Neros are burning with one's family, sings Miros, talk about the story of Hanukkah, focus on the Neros, focus on what it means to be a Jew, and talk about the Mesiras Nefesh that they had, rather than scattering after a quick mumbling of Mo Sur and lighting the Neros, mumbling Mo Sur and scattering to do whatever one wants, even though it's mutter certainly to make supper for the wife. First of all, Afia and Bishul, we said, is not Nichlal in the Minig. Second of all, certainly she has to prepare for the meal. But for a half hour, I would suggest the fulfillment of the spirit of this halacha, at least, is, and certainly the fulfillment of the spirit of Pirshumei Nisa, is not to light the candle and run away, but to sit there, family gathered around, and do as I outlined, do as I suggested, as I outlined before. Let's continue. The minig really came as an adjunct to the isser of using the Neros, the Neros Hanukkah. We wouldn't dream of using the Neros Hanukkah for anything. We have fluorescence, we have brilliant light in our rooms. We wouldn't use the Neros Hanukkah for anything as a general rule. However, again, the minig has a pshat in terms of focusing on the Neros, thinking about them, its message, not running off and doing malacha right after you give a quick light. Shein lahokalohem, shouldn't be makel to the women, the havi, this is the rule I stated before, kidvarim hamutorim v'achem nogu behem iser, shein lahater bifnehem, don't be matter it in front of them, it'll cause coolness in other things. V'chazo b'shiltei ha-giborim, v'chein hiskin b'shuvas chacham tzvi, shememokam shenogu iser melazot malacha kol hayom, there were places apparently where the minix drenched into not doing malacha the whole day, that should be stopped. To give a whole day off and to have nothing to do is not such a good idea. Some people will use it for learning and other good spiritual pursuits, but we can't assume the masses will do that, and therefore they'll just hang around, and that's not such a good idea. That doesn't bring to good things. Siv Beis says, Shlo kovim ul mishnah v'simcha, ela lahala lulahodos. Why? So there's a famous reason why that's the case. V'nira hatam de lo kovu kam l'simcha, kamo b'purim, ki b'purim o'yag zeiru l'hashmet v'haragas, ha'gufos, the bodies, shu bitul mishnah v'simcha. V'lo asan afarshal, shafilo amir adosim, even if they would have converted, chas v'shalom lahoyim, mekabalosim, homan wouldn't have cared. L'kach, kishahit zilam ha'kodesh baruchu mimenu, Kavu lahalalo ulashabcho yisbarach gam kenali de mishne v'simcha, filling up the gap of what was supposed to be missing, so to speak. Mashenki b'maisa dan tiyoycheshli gozer aleim lahashmir larav lahashmir rak tzoros ushmodos kdei luhamr dosam moishonu amim lashkicham torosecho lavir mechel chukei ritzon necho v'moy yisrael machniyam leim klal yisrael would have submitted to him lios kavushim tachas yordam. To be nichnat to him, ulalos lohem mas, pay them taxes, v'chozim lehem unosim, and to worship their gods. Chas v'shalom lo yimavakshim yoser. Elishigra Kodesh Baruch Hu Yad Yisrael unetzachum. They won. The Klal Yisrael was victorious. Lakein lo kovim el lahal lohodus bulvad. Spiritual pursuits corresponding to the spiritual tzara. Klomar kivin shem rotzul lemnoa osanu mizeh. They wanted to stop us from lahal el lohodus serving Hashem. Lichbor b'dosu chas v'shalom u'bezrosu yizbarach lo hefikus mamam v'feil v'gavra yodeinu l'chein anachnu moidim u'mishabchim lo, so we give praise and thanks to Hashem shahoyu lonu leilokim v'lo azovunu me'avodosu. So it's like an atov v'chartonu mikol ha'amim, or even though Hashem was angry at us then, he didn't let the enemy wipe us out and destroy us. There was a problem that concurrently with their salvation Torah went down a madrega. What do I mean by that? I'm sorry, I misspoke. So although they were Moser Nefesh, and they were victorious, so the Yeshua came to reestablish them as Atovah Chartonim Mikol Ha'amim, although they had done Averes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still Beratzon had them be victorious over the Yevonim and reestablish Torah Secha and Chukei Ritzonecha and bring them back to the masses of Klal Yisrael, who didn't have to hide anymore, will be hide out from the Yevonim or the Yevonim's influence, and Mamela, they were Koveya, that the celebration of this Simcha be a spiritual one as well. That's the famous Levush. A physical Yeshua calls for a physical celebration. A spiritual Yeshua calls for a spiritual celebration. And there's a particular emphasis that we thank, and the praise and the halal and hodah to Hashem is that indeed He is Elokim Lonu, and He wants us to be His nation. Sifkat and Zayin Devos on Hayomim, there was Chanukah on Mizbeach, so maybe there is Mokum to have parties. Ratzalomer B'chafei B'kislev. Kadisa B'medrish D'melechas HaMishkan, Nigmar B'chafei B'kislev. The Mishkan was actually finished on the 25th of Kislev. Elohim D'Nagodesh Baruch Hu, B'hakom HaKodesh Baruch Hu, had His reasons for wanting the official establishment and opening of the Mishkan. Ad Nisan Shenolad Bo Yitzchak. Amar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, I'm waiting for Nisan, but Olay L'Shalim L'Kislev, I'll repay, so to speak, Kislev, V'Shilim Lo Chanukah's Beis Chashmonoi, so that's a Chanukah of sorts also. V'Gam Shom B'Mei Antiochus, actually Timu HaHechol, V'Asu Chanukah Sabayis, B'Shmono Yomim Eilu. These 8 days is when they made the Chanukah Sabayis. Zmiros, V'Wadim B'Nisoy, Bas Talmud Chocham Lama Oretz, which is, as I say, a quasi Sudas Mitzvah, it's a Chasana, but it's an inappropriate Shidduch. Im Omrim Shiros, Havi Sudas Mitzvah. Anytime you make a suda for being mefarsim and nes of Hashem, lehalel Hashem, or a siyum and the like, I call sudas mitzvah. Shechila Yehudis yehosabito shalichni koin gadol vatzugzerish kolarusa. Every woman getting married to boil a tatzor tchilo, the hechilo l'rosh hatzorim gvino l'shechruso, this gets you thirsty, he drank wine, v'chotcho es rosho u'borchu kulam. The ein mis'anin, k'nis g'liel b'sifalot, v'mobr v'sani yom sh'meis b'ovav v'imo, otanas chavom, tzorach l'meis of tanis l'tanis y'achar Chanukah, he has to fast a day for fasting on Chanukah, v'ayinu derechayim ha'shekosu b'zeh. Ayin li'el b'chus rosh chodesh, about tzidik ha'din, sh'shom kodol, sh'ainomim b'yom, sh'ainomim b'otachanun. Before Chanukah and after Chanukah, which used to be included in the establishment of the Yom Tov Derabbanan called Chanukah, Nivadain Lachman Linyan Tzidik Kadin, Ayin Lekamim Simitov Fresh Peivov, the Linyan Hesped Kufa Harbei Mekilin, to give a Hesped even the day before, the day after Chanukah. Lafen Nirtzal Lachmir, Kez Aposkim Demachmirim Behesped Lefnehem, Mele Gam Tzidik Kadin Ein Lomar. Those that are machmir and don't say a hesped the day before Chanukah wouldn't be saying tzidik hadin either. Al kaponim achreihem, the body ain't the machmir. There's no reason to be machmir the day after Chanukah. This has to do with Megillas Tainus, the fact that it was botel, the fact that it stayed regarding Chanukah and Purim, and the question whether it stayed regarding the days before also, where one should not fast or say a hesped. So now we're saying lachreim you could, lefneim you could be machmir. If you chalom tzedek adin, v'chein kotev rapim begadim abelos l'chuli alma noig b'chanukah. If one is rechmano l'slan sitting shiva on Chanukah, he remains. He doesn't get up just on that basis. Oinin potamin echanukah. Because of the liorabu diishto tablik, his wife could light. V'mumutal anas omen yesh deos v'poskim. If an onen can answer amen on a bracha, ayim b'yoridea simen shin mem aleph. But his wife is lighting Neiros Chanukah for the house. The nearer the main ishto imavu yichid v'bayis yadlik. Even the owner should be madlik haneiros lepesumei niso below bracha. People shouldn't be chayshin him. He's not participating in the celebration. He should light without a bracha because technically, indeed, he's potter. Cherishen shemei abu medaber chayav b'ner Chanukah. He's a full fledged pikeach, even if he doesn't hear. But he speaks, so he's not the deaf mute of cherishoyt of a cotton. So he's not a shoyte, he's mechuyev in erchanukah, v'ukeh pekeach l'chol dvarov. Sifkaten, Simen Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Continuing the second shir in file 014. 015 will be shir 3 in Hilchos Chanukah. It will be Tafresh Ayin Aleph, and we'll pick up from where we stopped now. Let's start Sif Aleph, Tzorach Lizor Mod, Bahadlokos Neiros Chanukah. A regular mitzvah sasei medioraisa, you don't have to spend more than a chomesh ben a chosov in order to do the mitzvah. But Ner Chanukah is even more chomer than that. Tafiloni on his parnas minat stoka, someone who takes money from stoka, show el most borrow money. O mochek suso, sell the shirt off his back. Lokeach shemen lahadik. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that tzedakah people should give him money for this too. If they don't, he has to go borrow money to do this mitzvah. Normally you don't have to do that. Only up to a fifth of your money. Here, he should go borrow money and be madlik neiros Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah, v'amina b'gemara haragol b'ner, havin leibonim tamid ha'chachomim, which ner, shenem haki ner mitzvah v'tarah or, u'pirish Rashi alzeh, ner mitzvah d'shabbos v'chanukah, yuzoche to special children, nachas from your children. V'afilu oni mishum persumei niso, the chomer with which this mitzvah is treated, and we say that mishum persumei niso, he has to borrow money, sell the shirt off his back, is because of the mitzvahs pesumei nisa. It's extrapolated rather from the dalet kosos of Pesach, where this din is stated. Shoel, he borrows al apsachim, he collects money for tzedakah, or mocher ksuso, he borrows or he begs for money. Shoel does not mean borrow, apparently. It doesn't mean he borrows shemen, it means he's shoel al apsachim. He begs for money, or mocher ksuso, or masker atzmo, he can go rent himself out. We'll see in a moment that the basic mitzvah is one ner each night. So that's all he would be obligated to go to these extremes in order to do. We continue with Siv Beis, Kama Neros Madlik. The Gemara sets up one ner a night. Mahadrin does one ner for each person in the household. Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin does an additional, a different ner each night. Beis Hillel, we paskin like an additional ner each night. Now there's a basic machlokas we've shown him. If the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, an added ner each night, will already talk like Beis Hillel, an additional ner each night. Whether that includes the Mahadrin and you also do an additional ner for everyone in the house according to the Mahadrin, or the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin leap over the Mahadrin and they just add a ner every single night, as most of us do it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we'll see now, Kamaneiros Madlik, Laila Harishon, the first night, Madlik Echod, Mikam Ve'elich Moitzah V'Hoylich, that's how we pass on, like Beis Hillel, and we're assuming the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, the Mechaber is actually saying if you're Mechuyev to do it, which would mean if you can, you're Mechuyev to do the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, and add one air every night. V'Hoylich Echod B'Cholayla, Atchab Lel Achron Yoshmona, so there's eight candles burning now the last night. V'Afilu M'Rabbi B'Bnei HaBayis Le'ad Liku Yoser, no more than that. So the Mechaber is paskening like the Shita that the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin precludes the Mahadrin. Forget about how many people in the house. We're just exhibiting one other day. Each day we add on one candle. One ner, one light. Hagar, there are more paskins like the Mandiyomer, or at least suggest that it's a valid Shita, and we should be choshesh for it, that there's a Shita that the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin includes the Mahadrin as well. V'yeshomim d'cholechem b'me'abayas yadlik, whether you light for them or they should like, or they themselves should light. There's not really a difference. If you do the Mahadrin, then everybody in the household lights. That's the Mahadrin. Whether the Gemara has the Balabos lying for them or they light, it's the same thing. So the Ramah saying, everybody should light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Include the Mahadrin with the Mahadrin min a Mahadrin. Chena minig ha-poshet, that's what most of us do. And now the Ramah says, if you take the following precaution, everybody is probably modeh that this is the ideal way, combining the Mahadrin min a Mahadrin with the Mahadrin. What's the precaution? That you can tell which night of Chanukah it is. You can tell the specific night. V'yizoru liten kolecha becha neirosu b'mokam yuchud, in a special place. Specific place. They shouldn't just all be bunched together. Kadeshiyeh heker, it should be noticeable. And obvious, kamaneiros madlikin. And that's the best way to combine. The Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have different Chanukios, different menoros. Put them a bit separated one from another. So now, the problem that Shita had, that the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin precludes the Mahadrin, is that you don't know which night of Chanukah it is. If you're lighting 10, so it could be the fifth night, if you're lighting 12, it could be the third night with four people in the house, the fourth night with three people in the house. But once you're lighting separate Chanukios, so different people are lighting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's definitely the preferred way, and that the post can say, everybody agrees that then the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin joins in with the Mahadrin. If there's a heker, kamaneiros madlikin. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Dalit. Mikam ve'elch, v'me'yod de masegas, if you can't afford it, rak l'ner echad b'cholay lo ulubeso. one per night for the whole household. Every night just one. Yotzeh b'zeh medina, that's the mitzvah, you yotzeh. The Shiur of the Shulchan Aruch, not that the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, you're mechuyev to light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hurak l'mishi yodim ha-sekas. That's already assuming you can afford it. Lios mahadir min ha-mahadin. Kedisa b'gemara. In other words, the Lashon ha-mechaber is he should do it. The Gemara just says it's a mahadrin, or mahadrin min ha-mahadrin rather. So the Mishnah Berurah is speaking out, you should do it. You're yotzeh if you don't do it. Clear. Sifkot ne'yachad b'chalayla, you add one. V'myesh lo tisha ne'eros, if he has a total of 9. Yadlik b'leil sheni shtei ne'eros, v'myesh lo asor, so that's 1 and 2, and then he should go back to 1 a night, so he'll have all 8 each night. V'myesh lo asor ne'eros, hafu b'kein lo yadlik rak b'leil sheni shtayim, u'b'leil shlisi lo yadlik shtayim rak achas. Because that will just make matters confusing if on the third night he lights 2. So when you have the right number, light it. And when you don't, just light 1. Sifkot and vav atzeh b'leil achron, there'll be 8. U'mishen lo shemen harba, if you don't have a lot of shemen, yitein be'echad shemen kashir, make sure one of them has the half hour shir, the hamoser and the rest, yichalik l'kulam, so he'll have 8 candles burning, let's say for 15 minutes, but there will be at least one burning the requisite chatzi shah. Shem yasal l'kulam b'shava, if he splits the oil equally, you won't even have one burning for the half hour. He has exactly enough to light 1, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4, up till 8. And his friend has nothing. Mutav, listen to this halacha, Rabosai. Mutav sheyadik b'chalayla echad, better he should do the mitzvah in its basic form, not in the mahadrin form, and he allows his friend also to do it in its basic form. His friend now can do the mitzvah rather than not doing it at all. Vitin l'chaveiro, so he should light kashir, mutav better yad l'kolechad layla echad, vitin gam l'chaveiro, and let his friend have it too, rather than him doing mahadrin and his friend having nothing. V'homidina in tzarech ala echad, kinnus guliyel. V'dafka kashachaveiro, this would only be true of chaveiro, enu b'nei beis, who was not from his household members, o enu somach al shulchan, who was not supported by him, avlim hu b'nei beis, so Mutav Shiyahu Mehamahadrin, and his friend will be Yotze with his lighting, since it automatically is that way, that his friend is Yotze with his lighting, since he's part of this household. So he's not even pushing his friend out of doing the mitzvah. So therefore, the preferred, let him do Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, and his friend will be Yotze with his, even if his friend could be Yotze technically with his the other way as well, but that's not as good as doing it yourself. That's why we say give it to your friend to do rather than you being Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, or Mahadrin even. But if the friend is part of his household, then there's no reason to let the friend light himself before he gets a chance to be Mahadrin or Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. The last night it'll be Shmona, it's 8. Then Hashemin Ubiyokar Mutav Ladik B'nei Shava. Better to do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with wax candles. Elias most of Olech, being the Mahadrin Men Mahadrin with wax, because that's a hiddur mentioned in the Gemara. So better do that rather than have the hiddur of olive oil, which is a hiddur that's not mentioned in the Gemara, rather, although we understand it's a hiddur, especially in light of the fact that that's the shemen that was used in the Beis Mikdash, and that's the shemen in which the Neis happened. But better light the hiddur of the Gemara, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, perhaps even the hiddur of the Mahadrin, the Bnei Bayis. Rather, that's more important than using oil. That's better. Mimashiyadlik b'shem and zayis nerechad b'cholay lo lebad. Sifkot and ches lo yadliku yoser. This is the machaber shita. Even if the bnei bayis are yoser, bein b'lay lo harishona u'bein b'shori leilos. Just one. Just one meaning for the household. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But don't add based on the amount of people in the house. I call Negrorim, Eitzel Balabayas, Afilu Bonav HaGadolim, Umisharasov, his servants, Kimishim Smuchmar Shulchono, Bekvias, anybody that eats with him in a steady manner, Heim Bechlal B'nei Beisel. V'yesh Omer, but some say, Kolechad should light, Levad Me'ishto Shikagufo. Apparently, you see in the Mishnah Berurah, the girls also lit, because the only person he excludes from this general exhortation that everyone light is the person's wife. Yadlik, everybody should be and keep them in a different place. So you could tell the main yodam asegas kol kach, if that's too much, yadliku ner echad b'cholayla, everybody else perhaps should light one there each night. We'll continue Mitzvah Shema now next year, 014, with Se'if Gimel, continuing the Limud of Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Chanukah.